This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Single day on the DJV experience, their uniqueness, their lovability, their livability. Am I going over the top or is it okay? You want me to keep going?
Oh, no, we like it.
Love that. Okay. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with the bar scene from Star Wars in my mind as I look at the list of attendees for Fidel Castro's funeral. Ah. This is a great, listen to this. Let's see, we start with the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, a close ally of that nutbird that died. What was his name, the guy that ran Venezuela? Remember him?
Oh, him. God.
Chavez,
yeah.
Right?
No.
Yes, no.
No.
Venezuela, come on.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, you're supposed to know. This is important
stuff. If you
don't
know, I don't know.
Oh, thank you. Bolivian President Evo Morales. Evo means, it's spelled E-B-O, but everybody spells it E-V-I-L.
Current President Nicolas Maduro, Hugo Chavez. I was right. That's what I said. Chavez.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right,
okay.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is coming. South Africa's Jacob Zuma will be there at Castro's funeral. Yep. China is sending Vice President Li Yanqiao. Let's see here. Chinese President Xi Jinping went to the Chinese embassy to pay his condolences, saying China had lost a close comrade. I don't see too many others.
Sounds like it wouldn't be a bad idea to stand there with the butterfly net and collect all these people that are coming through.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's nobody. I'm surprised Donald Trump's not going, and neither is...
Are you?
No, I'm not.
No.
Of course not.
What about Justin Trudeau, or is he just laying low right now?
He heard the threats of everyone saying it now.
Not a moronic thing to say. Meanwhile, Trump says, I'm going to...
On?
What?
Yes. Before we move on from that, you know why Justin Trudeau likes him so much?
No.
He was a pallbearer in his father's funeral.
Really? All right.
Well, all right, Donald Trump, back to you.
Now, back to me in the studio?
Back to you in the studio.
Okay, let's do some people news. Everybody ready, or do you have some more to say about Fidel Castro? And not that
I'm going to wait till you say it, and then I'm going to interrupt you.
Live people. Why, did I interrupt you?
No, I interrupted you.
Okay, feel free. Elizabeth Hurley and Hugh Grant rekindling their old spark. You may recall this small item that broke them up 16 years ago. Hooker Divine Brown was caught in the car with Hugh Grant on Sunset in front of the what's the music store? What's the brand?
Tower Records.
No.
Virgin Records.
Virgin, right.
Which she was not.
He wasn't?
Funny juxtapositioning.
He wasn't
Hugh
a virgin.
Grant.
Oh, man.
And Divine Brown? No,
yeah.
He was not
no.
a virgin.
So anyway, apparently this past weekend, they were seen together.
Divine Brown and Hugh Grant?
No
yes.
way.
Oh.
Yeah. No, no.
No.
Elizabeth Hurley. What are you? How's this getting so confusing?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
Okay, next.
Wait, Elizabeth Hurley and Hugh Grant together?
Yes. Yes.
They're best friends.
Yes. Now they're doing even more than that, apparently.
Well, they were together for, like, how many years?
Long time. Yeah. No, they went. Yeah, they were. All right, so I just wanted you all to know that they were back together again. All right, everybody's all set with that? You all cool?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. We were this morning talking about this lady in the store that fell down as a result of a drug overdose. And I began to think a little bit about what that all means. If you haven't heard the story, there's a woman that is in custody in Lowell, Massachusetts. Yesterday was the second time in a couple of months that she OD'd on the floor of a department store. And the daughter is 2.5 years old, and you see in the video her crying over, "Mother, Mommy, please wake up, please wake up." So in a moment, we'll meet Dr. Daniel Mordecai to talk about how we can sort of bring mental health and wellness ideas together, see if we can work on some of these things to solve some of the problems which we find affecting those many times that are near and dear to us. That's up and coming here with DJV, 13 past the hour.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two. What brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even helped you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoRobots.com and enter promo code 9000. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoRobots.com. Promo code 9000.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The day is upon us as we work our way through some of the things that we would like to forget about. Thanksgiving starts us to thinking, after we've eaten a lot, maybe had too much to drink, about what's really going on with some of the members of our family. Dr. Daniel Mordecai is here, leading psychiatrist. He actually works at Kaiser Permanente. And I want to talk to him about this Find Your Words campaign they've initiated, how you may want to get involved if it affects you and your family. So let's talk about some of the signs and symptoms of depression, because this is not a permanent. As a matter of fact, if I can bring a personal story into this, Dr. Mordecai, to get us started, tell the story. I'm not going to mention who in my family, but there's a person in my family who is stuck. And she's stuck because she was going to get married to a guy she loved and found he was cheating on her, and she went right into a funk. And has been in a funk for 4 or 5 months, can't seem to get a job, even though she has a brilliant background in a particular profession. She could be making a lot of money, but she's frozen. So the suggestion was made that she get on an antidepressant, and she was worried. She thought she'd get hooked. But antidepressants are not the sort of thing, like some of the drugs that you get hooked on, that you would find once you got to your point of being better, you could just get off of. Is that one of the things that people don't want to do? They don't want to treat their mental afflictions because they're afraid that the drugs will be something to get addicted to?
I certainly run into that a lot, where people are reluctant to take medications to address these issues. The fact is, they don't always have to. There are other things you can do to address depression and anxiety that don't involve medications. But a real important point, and you already raised it, is that antidepressants are not addictive. They're not habit-forming in the same way that, you know, drugs of abuse are, that we think of. And, you know, people, when they feel better, will generally go off their antidepressants and do well, although some people need to stay on them for a long time.
Right.
You mentioned the Find Your Words campaign, and we really hope that people will join us in this campaign to try and lift the stigma about getting treatment. And, you know, the relative that you described, you know, is facing a certain amount of stigma, whether it's stigma about taking medications or stigma about getting treatment. We really want to let people know that these are conditions that are treatable and that there's hope. And we want people to have the information to go forward and get on the path to recovery.
All right, so the last 4 or 5 weeks, a lot of information, up to 20 million Americans are on drugs. How many of these are people who could benefit from perhaps some of this work that you're talking about at Kaiser Permanente?
So are you talking about on drugs, like they have substance use disorders?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people get onto serious drugs because they are depressed, and if they were following your protocol, they wouldn't have to go down that street, it would seem.
Yeah, so we see lots of people who have what's called co-occurring disorders, right? So they might have a substance use disorder, most commonly alcohol, but in our country we're increasingly seeing problems with opiates and other kinds of drugs, and they have a mental health condition, and both of them are treatable. You mentioned that your son is a substance abuse counselor, and he's bringing hope to people every day to say, look, you can move away from this approach to living your life and get on one that's going to be much better for you, much better for your family, better for your community.
Mm-hmm. So give us a few tips. We got a minute or so here. If you're suffering from depression, what do you do? First of all, you got to recognize it. The family members got to recognize it. But then where do you go from there?
Right, sure. So somebody's going to recognize it, whether the person themselves or you as a family member or loved one or coworker. And I think the first step is to have a conversation. You know, make it safe to talk about these things and open that door. And then listen without judgment. And, you know, don't rush in to fix it. Just let them say what's going on with them. And then help them get help. And a good place to start is this website that we developed for this campaign at findyourwords.org. Connects people. If you're a Kaiser Permanente member, it tells you how to get help. If you're not a member, it connects you to reputable organizations out there like the National Alliance for Mental Illness, the Crisis Text Line, Mental Health America, Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So we really wanted to make this available to everybody as a way to get a start on this process.
I guess we're so confronted by some of these stories every day, and we wonder if these people are mentally ill. The fellow shot up Ohio State, for example. You know, and there have been other stories about young white men, young men who do these horrible things, and they're all pretty much figured. I mean, I think you got to be mentally ill to do that stuff, don't you?
Well, you know, unfortunately, mental illness comes into the public consciousness around crime, mostly violent acts, things like that. The fact is that people with mental health conditions are much more likely to be victims of crime than they are to perpetrate crime. You know, some of those horrific acts, you know, do involve people who have serious mental illnesses. But, you know, the real problem is the over 40 million people in our country who have these issues at a much milder level and get help.
Nobody recognizes.
I hope people will take the message that, you know, that there's hope. These are treatable conditions.
The website, again, is findyourwords.org. Dr. Daniel Donald Mordecai here with us.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
That you give me, sir. Here in my room, it sounds just well.
Once again, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, anyway, get used to it.
We're going through, yes, I have, thank you. All the songs listed that are being tracked in digital sales this year, the 10 most downloaded holiday songs so far, I include Last Christmas by Wham, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano, Where Are You Christmas by Faith Hill, Christmas Cannon by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and this is number 5, Brenda Lee from 1958, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, crank it up! Alright, let's see how I can transition a little smoother this time than I did last time. May we now proceed on to the story of Dee Snider? Tristan's sister rocker Dee Snider shot the video for his song So What? On the site of the protest in Dakota. Good for him. His crew was among the unarmed Native American tribes as they were fired upon last week with the rubber bullets and the tear gas. They called it a flashbang. The grenades were thrown into them. They were hosed down by water cannons. I did not realize they were there until this, Victoria. So, yeah. The filmmakers have shot, even when the tear gas and the other things were going on, they kept shooting away. One of the photographers was targeted and shot with a rubber bullet. Kept filming away. This tells the story. I'd like to highlight this because I'm so annoyed at our country and what we're doing. Not our country, but the leadership of our country. Or, let's say, the lack of leadership of this country. So, anyway, anyway, this is something that we're going to see how. When is this supposed to come out? It's available already, is it?
No, I think they just filmed it. So, but he said he hopes to have it out by the end of the month, so the end of the year. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's hope it's still some of the protest at that point in time. All right, let's see what else musically is going on. If you are a Blue Velvet fan and you got a lot of dough, Dennis Hopper's personal LP record collection, you got about 100 or so, stocked up with the copies of classic LPs with rare recordings. You can buy it for $150,000. by the way, that was half the budget for the film Easy Rider.
Wow.
Shot. The collection is offered up by Marin Hopper, his daughter, handwritten notes to the actor of various artists and several unreleased records. It's a very personal biography of Dennis Hopper's musical journey, so says the listing. Let's see what's in this collection. Let's see, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, Leonard Cohen's Songs from a Room. I guess we could figure out. We could figure Hopper was from this ilk. Bob Dylan's Highway 60. Oh, yeah, fine. Look at the people who were his friends. Although Starship and Dragonfly is in here and Supermax Future Games. True value of the collection comes in vinyl available nowhere else. Like there's a 1970 recording of Blue Suede Shoes from Carl Perkins that he made just for Hopper as a gift. Man, that would be something.
That's really cool.
And the money's going to be donated to the Future Heritage Fund, which is a partnership with the New Mexico Community Foundation to support cultural and artistic nonprofit organizations in New Mexico.
Cool. Was he from New Mexico?
No, I lived there. I had a house there.
Oh.
28 past the hour.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself. Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
On DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Now we turn things over to our Los Angeles correspondent, Jennifer Horn, with the latest on this settlement in the sexual abuse case. If you are easily disturbed or disgusted, you may not want to listen to this story because it is disgusting. There are all kinds of aspects of it, frankly, that are disgusting.
It's horrible. The teacher that taught with Miramonte in the Miramonte School District, South L.A. Elementary School, was 32 years old back in 1983 when the first claim came in about inappropriate behavior. Somehow the school district, L.A. Unified, overlooked that claim until or overlooked the subsequent claims until 2012 when he was arrested on 23 charges of lewd conduct. This is the guy, and I'm going to try to say this as gently as possible, who, and everybody remembers the story, he played the tasting game, which was his bodily fluids on crackers that he would feed to children in his classroom. And I think some of his students, sadly, were special needs kids to make this story even worse. He got into trouble, but the school district could not fire him because he was tenured. I believe he just got fired maybe within the last year or so.
So he collected his paycheck for 4 years and did nothing.
That's right.
Because he was protected by the union.
And this was, I mean, when you think about the initial charge started when he was a brand new teacher, 32 years old, young teacher, back in 1983, you can only imagine the reign of terror we probably don't even know about that this guy perpetrated on his students. 81 students so far have won settlements from LA Unified over this particular teacher. Now the latest is the school district paying out 12 former students a total of just over $1 million, which was actually a much smaller sum than was previously offered to these victims. So obviously they were fighting back and forth. LA Unified only had to pay $1 million spread out to 12 former students.
Good God. How can anybody in their right mind think this is okay?
There's well, not how do you justify it?
I mean,
you can't.
They,
exactly.
They do. Somehow people's minds are so warped that they think this is the way to handle the situation. I told you the story a couple of weeks ago about these three characters that are in Framingham, that two of them just got charged with murder. One guy with drunk driving and then running somebody over and killing him. This guy has been in and out of the system three times. He's been convicted of three crimes in Framingham. He's been deported three times, and he's back three times. How many times you got? And this is Framingham isn't even a sanctuary city. Although there are people who live here that have come to town meeting and said, "Well, maybe we should put aside $500,000 to take care of some of these people who are here illegally. We can maybe this little corner of Framingham can be a sanctuary." What are you nuts? So this is going on everywhere, but San Francisco is the best example of the craziness that comes about as a result of this kind of stuff.
Well, and you have Los Angeles, who just made the announcement last week that they're hiring hiring attorneys to be prepared for when President Trump, and they want to be prepared so that they can start fighting these people being asked to be turned over to the government after they commit crimes. It's like this is our taxpayer money that's being spent in totally inappropriate ways when there are potholes all over the street. And there's crime and all this homeless problems, and they're spending the money on lawyers for this. It's ridiculous.
It is. All right. Quick check of what's going on in the world of sports. NFL Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson in the news today. He's going to be in the upcoming Celebrity Apprentice. Says he will never go to another Rams game as long as Jeff Fisher is the coach. And part of this has to do with Britney Spears, Victoria. Why is Victoria Spears a
focus? Don't blame Britney for the Rams.
Yeah, well, apparently because Britney, when she's on the sideline, she's very positive, and she encourages the team, and apparently the coach feels that Eric Dickerson is yelling at the players. And
she's dating
and
him, right?
No, they are not. They have no relation to each other whatsoever, except that they both are Rams
player.
Fans.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right,
now, he's a much older guy, but, so he resented the fact that he was told to act more like Britney when on the sideline at Rams games, so he is now boycotting Rams games.
Really? Good old Britney. I've always liked her. Well, not always, but I think she's an interesting character.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't go over well, though, when you tell a retired football player
right.
They should act more like Britney Spears,
and he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably doesn't sink in too much.
Right.
Okay, in a moment, we're going to help you help yourself if you're shopping online. We have a guest expert who is very focused on online shopping trends. So if you're trying to figure out where to go, what some of the proper domain names are, what's the business of shopping all about this year? Maris Callahan will join us with some expertise for used guys in just a moment here.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
This report is brought to you by Perfect Fitness. This holiday season, give the gift of fitness with an AbCarver Pro or the Multi-Gym Elite from Perfect Fitness. If you have a fitness fanatic or someone who wants to get in shape on your list, these are great products for those of any fitness level. To build core strength and tone the abs, the AbCarver Pro has a patented carbon steel spring engine that provides resistance while rolling out and assistance rolling back, activating more muscles than ordinary ab rollers. The wide wheel and ergonomic handles deliver a powerful core and arm workout. The Multi-Gym Elite from Perfect Fitness is a complete at-home training system that efficiently works key muscle groups in the arms, core, and back. In a door frame, the Multi-Gym Elite allows users to perform three kinds of pull-ups and can be used on the floor for incline push-ups, sit-ups, and dips. To learn more about Perfect Fitness, see success stories, and to order these innovative products, visit PerfectOnline.com. Enter code HOLIDAY16 for 10% off.
This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's a name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183, or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
All right, 44 past the hour now. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug with Maris Callahan, who is a personality on television, does a lot of writing, expertise in branding. She's a longtime blogger, and I think that's where it comes in. Although she runs Name Kitchen, Name Dot Kitchen, an online hub that celebrates the art and science of naming. So let's talk about some of the present online shopping trends, if we can, Maris, with a focus on if we can tell whether women are doing more buying than men, and if that's the case, where are they going? And there must be some demographic breakdown, isn't there, of who's shopping online?
There certainly is, and that's a great question. But one thing that is for certain, Doug, is that men and women are both flocking to online shopping and using their mobile devices this year.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what sort of thing, if we can separate men and women out, the biggest and the brightest trends that people will see, we can start with the women and what they're doing with their dollars online. Is there a category, or is it just pretty much so broad it's hard to categorize it?
Well, it's very broad, especially around this time of year when, you know, men and women are making purchases for, you know, for each other. So people are making purchases that they might not traditionally do for themselves during other seasons. But this is such a big time of year for, you know, for retail sales. It's, in fact, this holiday season is when most retailers generate about 25% of their sales. And, you know, both men and women certainly make up that amount. And what's even more impressive, I think, is that mobile shoppers are making up more than half of all e-commerce traffic. So more than half of the people who are shopping online are using a mobile device, like a smartphone or a tablet.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, Victoria, Jennifer, what are you, you spend both of you time online shopping. What are you doing? Where are you going? What kind of places?
I have done every bit of my shopping this year online, and progressively over the last couple of years, I would do a little, like I do a mixture. I still like going to the stores, but then I do some online shopping. This year, I have noticed that I've started using my app too, and I know you just mentioned that. There's great things because you can actually get special coupons because it seems like retailers are trying to direct people to the apps. I saved a lot of money with extra coupons that were just strictly available in the apps, which are really cool.
Yeah.
They're great. I love, you know, there are a few apps that I really like. A lot of retailers have their own apps, which is great. It can get a little crowded on your smartphone, but they're really good deals that are only, you know, exclusively applied when you use the app. And there's also one called Honey, which you can use on your desktop or your mobile device, and that helps you find the best discount codes. I always tell my friends and family, never pay for shipping. You should always look for that discount code. And if you're in store and you're making a big ticket purchase, sometimes those are a pain to carry home, or, you know, maybe you want to surprise somebody with a special gift. So I always like to look for those special shipping deals and make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck.
So, Victoria, I'm not going to spend any time on men because I'm the only guy here and I don't buy anything online. Well, not much. Anyway, but Victoria, what's your experience versus Jennifer's?
I think mine's exactly the same as Jen's. I mean, I would say I'm 100% online for holiday shopping, and throughout the rest of the year, probably 75% of everything I buy is online.
Right.
Apps as well, you know, with the special discount codes are great.
I've got an interesting idea here. In terms of buying something for the person who has everything, there are, according to some research that's been done, these domain names that you can buy for somebody, somebody that has fun, you can, and you don't have to use .com. What are some of the things that people can buy for domain names for the person who has everything, like you're the flower.net or something? I'm just coming up with that.
Flower.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.com.
Thank you.
There are so many great options now, even online retailers, but, you know, businesses, brands, individual consumers who have a hobby or a blog are ditching the .com and they're picking new options like .shopping, .photography, .photos, .life. You can even buy a website that ends in .pizza or .dog. And
oh, I love it. Doug.dog. How about that?
Yep. So how do you get these, though? How do we send people? Because, again, this is an idea. I like ideas that are different. This is certainly different. How do you go about getting these?
You go to wherever you would normally buy a domain name. In the U.S., a lot of people are familiar with GoDaddy, Google, name.com are all options. And, you know, they're great for two purposes. First, if you want to get somebody, you know, who has everything, a quirky gift, a .email website address is great because you can actually buy your last name .email. So I could be maris@callahan.email. So that's a fun kind of family gift, and then you can give everyone in your family their own personalized email address. But you can also support a lot of small businesses, a lot of women-owned businesses, by shopping on a lot of different websites that end in, you know, .coffee, .clothing, .what. And even Amazon uses a lot of these different options. So you'll definitely be seeing them when you're doing your shopping.
Some for us to keep in mind is looking for things unusual. Maris, thank you. Maris Callahan here with some good ideas for the holidays. 10 before the hour. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Time for a visit with Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, and a great friend, whether you know it or not, of your dog, your cat, your pet. He's here to discuss some things like, should you give your dog a flu shot? We'll be discussing that and other important things. Warren is the author of the book Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, in which he tells his whole story about actually having a horse and a cow listen to him try to explain his life and give him advice. That's what that book is all about. You might want to pick it up. He and his wife, Denise, wrote the book Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. He is America's leading animal expert, after all, and he's here with us in just a moment.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked
this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. I love saying your last name, Eckstein.
Well, feel free to say it anytime you'd like.
Ecstatic Eckstein. What did they call you as a kid? What was your nickname as a youngster?
You know, it's interesting. All of my grandparents from Romania, so they couldn't say W, so I grew up being called Vaden. Vaden was
Vaden.
Vaden, yeah, there you go.
All right, so
I love it.
There are people who are saying, some vets are saying you should give your dogs a flu shot. Come on. Yes.
I bet you the vets charge for that flu shot, right?
Of course they do. $80. I guess that's the end. I think we just found the quick answer to that the situation. Yeah. How susceptible, though, are dogs and cats to human illnesses, though? I mean, we know
they can. You know, they can. Dog, you know, they can get colds and stuff. So the bottom line is I've been working with animals over 30 years, trained over 40,000, and I've yet to see any of my dogs get sick when I was sick because I'm smart enough. In other words, if I have a cold, I'm not kissing them on the mouth. It's that simple.
Right. Yep. Okay, but there is, according to the Royal Veterinary College, a rise in dog and cat dementia, mental decline in pets blamed on bad diets, not enough exercise, sort of the same thing. That's what I was leading up to, Warren. Things like that that are caused by the owners of the pets and not a part of the pet's heritage themselves.
I think the biggest problem, and definitely there's an increase in dementia and Alzheimer's. I see it. I hear it all the time. But the bottom line is I blame it, again, on the parents. And here's why. I blame it on the parents because dogs are not getting the amount of mental stimulation they used to get. For example, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was home from school. I was playing with my dog. We may believe we were Rusty and Rin Tin Tin in the backyard. Now the kids come home from school. They're off to soccer practice. They're off to here. They're off to dance school. So people generally aren't spending the amount of time keeping their pets mentally stimulated, and if you're not mentally stimulated, that's where the dementia starts coming into play. However, there are certain types of physical dementia, and there are medications on the market to treat that now.
Yeah. All right. So there is a stimulate your dog. You want to be stimulated. You need to be stimulated. Put down the device. The dog can't use the device, and you should spend a little time away from it as well.
Doug, here's what I tell people when they call me up with a situation like that. I tell them to go with, they say, well, my dog has a backyard. I say, here's what I want you to do. Go into your backyard, get down on your hands and knees, call me in an hour and tell me how stimulated you are by hanging out in your backyard. And it's amazing how quickly their minds change and they start walking their dog in different neighborhoods.
I just read an article about pets as members of the family, and battles over custody of children and pets have become more a part. There is a pet custody issue now that actually is being judged in courts of law. They're increasingly being used as pawns in divorces and stuff like that. So what do you recommend in that circumstance?
Well, you know, I get called in many times. I've served as a professional witness in custody battles. The judge had called me in, and what I generally find, if they both want the dog or the cat, it's an interesting combination. However, usually one person wants the dog or cat. It's not that the other person wants it. It's that the other person, because they're being vindictive, doesn't want that person to have it. Yeah. So generally, I'll sit down with both of the people involved, and I'll figure out who really deserves the dog. And in certain circumstances, I'll actually advise joint custody for the dog or cat.
Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check out petshow.com. Warren is here every week at this time. It's 59 past the hour.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.